It's okay. It's me. It's okay. It's okay. It's me.
Yeah.
You hurt?
Me. What are you doing here?
I was making sure Sookie got home safe. The door was open. What are you doing here?
Bill, it's okay. Let him go.
Sookie? What happened?
Upstairs and lie down. We're gonna be in there a while. As soon as we find anything out, I'll let you know.
Shit, I got blood on my boots.
I'm watching together. Pull it the fuck together. Do your job. No wonder they don't expect you. What kind of cop?
You better have real good. Must be 30 stabs. Throat's wide open. Holy hell, we've got ourselves a serial killer.
Just down in the pancakes to the lake for the weekend.
Poor woman starts raising those batshit crazy stackhouse kids. Didn't deserve this. I knew ever since I looked at my
Sookie.
Maybe I could use a little air.
Left you alone. I lost my temper and I shouldn't have.
Do you think you could apologize to me some other time?
I just... Whatever you need, anything I can do, you know I'm right here.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, you make it better. I'm the one so sorry. So scared.
I said another time, Sam. What happened to Bill?
I'll go get him.
Thank you.
She's asking for you.
There's something you want to say to me?
you stay away from her.
You know, Sookie doesn't take kindly to people making decisions for her.
You need to tell me who Sookie is. I know who she is. I've known a long time.
And then you'll also know that this is neither the time nor the place for you to mark your territory.
There's a woman lying dead downstairs. She wouldn't be there if it weren't for you. If anything happens to Sookie, I promise I'll be sharpening a stake with your name on it.
Looks like she put up a hell of a fight. See those defensive cuts on her hands? Straight to the bone.
Oh, hardcore.
Psycho some bitch going after an old lady that way. Just about the sickest thing I ever seen.
Nah. I've seen worse. There was a murder about 6 years ago. Lady Snap blew her husband's head off while he was watching the game. Big chunks of brain all over the TV.
Why'd she do it?
I guess she wanted to watch something else. How the hell would I know, Andy? People don't murder because they're right in the head.
I told you we never should have released Jason Stackhouse.
Now, come on. This is just Grandma we're talking about.
You think that little pervert ain't capable?
Well, Adele did bring the fanger into a church. Sure, that ruffled more than a few feathers. If he didn't do it himself.
But Vampire Bill said
that... Vampire Bill? You on a first-name basis with that bloodsucker now? These things are crafty. They've been killing long enough to know how to cover the tracks.
I interrupt him. Whoa, Mr. Compton, this is an official crime scene. You can't be in here.
It's all right, Andy. I suspect Vampire Bill's been around the dead body or two before. Isn't that right, sir? Friend of yours, wasn't she?
Yes, I suppose she was.
We got a couple more questions for you. You mind?
No, not at all.
Sookie tells us you were here when she found the body. Is that right?
I arrived a few moments after.
Kind of late to be making house calls. All right. I guess you don't sleep, huh?
They sleep, just not at night.
So you make a habit of visiting Miss Stackhouse in the middle of the night?
We had certain personal matters to discuss. After you left my home, I was waiting for her to return from her engagement. When I heard a car in the drive, I came across the cemetery.
You're saying you heard a car coming from clean across the cemetery?
Heightened senses are a common side effect of our condition.
But you didn't see or hear any other vehicles coming from the house? Something like a truck, maybe?
No.
A lot of folks wouldn't be too keen on a vampire moving in next door. But Adele Stackhouse, she welcomed you with open arms, didn't she?
She was very gracious, yes.
So, Margaret Pickens, Don Green, Adele Stackhouse, they were all very gracious to your people. That's just about the one thing they had in common. Now, is that one hell of a plus-size coincidence or what?
I don't believe so, no.
Excuse me?
I suspect whoever did this is targeting women who associate with vampires.
You can't be serious. Adele Stackhouse and a vamp?
Oh, I don't think Circuit's grandmother was the intended victim.
I should probably call Jason.
Oh, I could do it if you like.
Thank you.
To move your grandmother.
sucker, you might want to go sleep in France, someplace less isolated.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sucker, perhaps the detective...
No, this is my house. I'm staying right here.
Come through.
Please, God, I hope she didn't recognize me at the vampire bar. I looked different. It was dark, and she was fainting and telling me.
Tell me, look, you're not in that bag right now, screwing that vampire. You could be used.
I'm truly sorry about your grandmother.
Are y'all done in there? Because I'd like to clean up, if that's all right.
All right, then. You call us at the first sign of anything.
Keep an eye on her.
I will. They are right. You should not stay here.
I agree. You can have my trailer. I'll sleep at the bar.
I'm as safe here as anywhere. Besides, I got both of you to protect me, haven't I?
So, I have to go.
Of course. It's almost dawn.
I will come back later.
I can take it from here.
Don't worry about me. Go. There's an extra mop round back. Do you mind getting it for me?
Sucky.
Gran took a lot of pride in her home. She wouldn't want anyone to see it like this. Mrs. Fortenberry, we shouldn't have.
You poor child. I am so sorry for your loss.
It's very kind of you. Gran often talked about you, so thank you.
Yeah, because nothing says I'm sorry like a tuna cheese casserole.
Another one? I ain't seen Jason. Is he here yet?
How the hell should I know? I ain't his keeper.
Itch.
Adele was just an angel sent from heaven. Too good for this world. We're all gonna miss her so much.
Heard they almost cut off her head. I don't see any blood. Should have gotten here sooner. Maybe I should have brought my red velvet cake instead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sookie. I just can't believe it. Are you all right? I'm fine, Arlene. Thanks for coming.
Of course. It's the least I could do.
No, oh, you poor thing. I can't imagine what you're going through. Now, if you need help with moving or anything at all...
I'm not moving. I'm not moving.
But, honey, with it happening right here...
I have far more good memories of this kitchen than bad ones.
Oh, what a good way to look at it. You know, you really are smarter than anyone gives you credit for. Oh, sweetie, I didn't mean it like that.
Maxine Fortenberry, you put that pie down right now! This is Gran's pie! sorry. I was just making some room.
Poor girl is crazy as a bedbug.
We all know you killed your grandma.
Gosh, they're all making this test dead.
You can't do it. You show her face in front of
her. They'll excuse us. I need Sookie upstairs. Just give us a little girl time. Hello, Lafayette.
I shouldn't have lost it like that. Don't you be sorry for yelling at that Snoopy old bitch. She's been sticking her nose where it don't belong for years.
Say it. I mean, if she talked any more shit, she'd be shaped like a turd.
Gran's gone. She's really gone.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Can't even think straight.
Well, of course you can't. I'll kill you with all these circling buzzards. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not their entertainment. You don't have to dance for them. You just gotta feel whatever you're feeling.
I'm not sure I'm feeling anything. I'm just numb.
Numb is good.
Yeah.
Numb is probably exactly what you need right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about being so damn appropriate. This is not an appropriate event.
Thank you for getting me out of there. Haven't had a single minute of silence. Can't seem to lock anything out right now.
You want me to tell them all to shut the hell up?
I wish it were that easy.
It is. Your wish is my command.
Oh, no, I don't do drugs.
Sook, relax. This is not drugs. This is just a volume. Well, I tell you what, put it on your nightstand just in case you change your mind. I'm going to go and check on the circling buzzards.
Lafayette?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you mind taking this downstairs for me?
I will guard it with my life.
Holy shit, this ain't no good.
I know. I'm late. My alarm broke and I couldn't find my phone.
Jason.
Yeah.
What you doing here? My job.
Oh, fuck. You don't know him?
Man, I'm so sorry. About what?
Want me to call anyone? Your cousin Hadley?
No one's heard from her in over a year. Since she ran away from that rehab Graham paid for. I don't even know how to get hold of her.
What about Bill? You going about him?
Tara, he can't go.
Oh, right.
Not like you've known a lot of vampires. Kind of takes getting used to.
I'm not sure I'll ever get used to it. What? It's not everyone as open-minded as you. Shoot me. To hear the things people are saying.
I do. Bill did not kill my grandmother.
Don't you get all mad at me. Nobody's blaming Bill. Exactly. But didn't you tell me he has some scary ass friends?
Not about vampires are like that.
I'd fucking lose it if anything happened to you. You know that, right?
Tara, last night was so horrible. I don't know how I would have gotten through it if it weren't for Bill. When I'm around him, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but it's like I almost feel normal. Jason.
It's your fault!
Gran's dead because of you. Should have been you!
I'm a bitch, don't you lay a hand on her!
You're a vampire, Tara. A fucking vampire!
Yeah, well, that vampire was there for her when you were. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Is that how your grandma raised you, to beat on your own sister? Look at you. I don't even recognize you anymore. Get the hell out of here. Get out! Get out! You okay?
Back house. Need to ask you a few questions.
Not now, Andy.
Where were you last night?
I don't know. I was with a girl.
Tara Thornton?
What? No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. What's this one's name?
I don't remember her name, okay? I got a number. I don't know what I did with it, though.
Well, ain't that convenient.
What the hell's that supposed to mean, Andy?
It's Detective Bellfleur. And what the fuck do you think it means?
Are you saying I killed my grandmother?
You're a stupid bitch, Jason Stackhouse.
Andy Bellfleur like he was nothing but a rag doll.
Renee makes me watch that Friday night SmackDown with him. Those men are built thicker than walls, but I ain't never seen one of them do that.
Well, you know, Jason, she work out a lot. She real strong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Sookie needs her rest. It's time for y'all to go now. What the hell are you all staring at? You heard me. The sideshow's over. Now get... Let's go. Let's go. We appreciate y'all coming out. Love y'all. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Thank you. That means you too, Sam. Look, I get it. But right now, she needs to be alone.
Well, if there's anything I can do, you call me.
You're a good friend. Now get the fuck out of here, please. Don't make me throw y'all out myself, because you know I will.
I heard you, Tara.
What the fuck is it with white people and Jell-O? I don't understand.
What the hell are we going to do with all this?
Toss it. Sookie don't need no bad juju cooking.
Bad juju?
Wait till a man's heart is through his stomach. That shit true as gold. You put some love in your food and folk can taste it. Smell this. You can smell the fear and nastiness coming off that cornbread.
Taste just fine to me.
See, bitch, you're gonna wish you ain't did that. Watch.
Maybe I should go check on Sookie.
Trust me, that child is dead to the world right now.
What the fuck?
Sookie.
What the hell are you doing?
Sookie. Dream, that's all.
You go back to sleep.
But
you don't worry.
I'm not going anywhere. Go on.
You think they're capable of loving a person?
Who knows what they're capable of?
Lord, we gather here today to remember the life of Adele Stackhouse, to celebrate the time that she enjoyed here on Earth, and to thank you for each precious moment.
Wow, my hand.
You'll be great.
Sorry.
Family, friends. But even as we grieve, we shall be comforted, knowing that she is at peace in the Lord's kingdom. And there shall be no more death.
Uncle Bartlett, what are you doing here?
She was my sister.
You haven't been part of this family in a long time.
So, come on. Give the guy a break.
Honey, you wanted to say a few words?
Sookie, you okay? Adele Stackhouse was everything to me. She wasn't just my grandmother. She was my parent, my teacher, and my best friend.
Oh, please. If it weren't for you, she'd still be alive.
I thought she was a good girl. I guess you never did.
Yeah, you showed
you ought to be in that grave.
You will be. We all know you.
To say she'll be missed just doesn't cut it, because I can't even imagine a world without her in it. She was always there with a kind word and a hot meal and a shoulder to cry on. Not just for me, but for
please,
everyone who knew her.
Never meant to hurt no one. I couldn't.
Oh, pathetic thing.
Not even pretentious.
You're sleeping with your grandmother's killed for you.
Dead because of you.
Shut up! All of you just shut the fuck up!
This whole world's just running crazy. We got to kill my God. She obviously wants to lock her up the doorway.
Only in her grave.
Well,
is there anyone else who'd care to share a few words?
I got something to say.
What is she doing?
No, Mama.
Oh, my fucking God, girl. This is about to get ugly.
I know Miss Stackhouse like a lot of you did. But the few times I did meet her, she was nothing but kind to me. She was a good, God-fearing woman. And when I was going through some bad things, my daughter would go stay with her. And I always knew she'd be just fine. Dale Stackhouse took care of my baby when I couldn't. And I'll always be grateful for that.
Suki, just hold up a sec.
Why, so you can hit me again? Go ahead, tell me how it's all my fault. Tell me how you wish it were me in that coffin. I deserve it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't touch me.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt you. You gotta know that.
You invited Uncle Bartlett. How could you do that?
Well, he has a right to be here. I know he and Grant had their problems, but whatever they were, it don't matter no more. Because that's what family does. We forgive each other.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Suki, please. Where all we've got?
We've got nothing.
I was moved, very moved. You know, you should come to our next Descendants of the Glorious Dead meeting.
That's some kind of support group thing. I went to one of those AA meetings once. It was on what a cult.
Hi, baby. This is my precious daughter, Tara.
We've met like 100 times too many. Excuse us.
What the hell would you do? Just talk to that nice lady that goes my arm. You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm hurting you. That's funny. Because the last time I saw you, you were beating my head in with a bottle.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You poor child. I am so sorry.
You had no right to speak for that woman. She was more of a mother to me than you ever were. She took care of me. She fed me. She put clothes on me. She called social services on you twice. You hated her guts.
No. I didn't.
Yes, you did. You used to call her a white devil bitch.
No, Tara. That wasn't me. That wasn't me that said those things.
Just because you were too drunk to remember don't mean it never happened.
Please, baby. Just listen. All those terrible things I did to you, it wasn't me who did them. I have a demon inside of me.
What?
A demon. Living and breathing inside me. Eating me up.
Don't you laugh at the devil, Tara May? Because he's as serious as cancer.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have a demon inside you.
Oh, fuck me, that's too good.
It ain't funny. You have no idea what I go through wrestling with this demon. I try and do right. I try so hard, but it breaks me down. It poisons everything. I want to be the mama you deserve. I can make up for everything. I can. It's not too late, but I can't do this alone.
Do what?
I gotta get it out of me. And it's very expensive.
And that's why you came to this woman's funeral. Because you want money?
I had nowhere else to go.
Tara, please.
Don't walk away from me. I am still your mama. I need you. You're all I got.
Hey, I was looking for you.
Well, you found me.
I liked your speech. Would have heard of it anyway. Especially like the part where you told the whole town to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm a real crowd pleaser.
Walk you home.
How about you take a bath? I'll find us some stupid movie on TV, something with aliens. Romantic comedy, then?
Say, I'm not now. I need to be alone.
Said she wants to be alone.
Well, I don't.
Me either.
Admit it has a certain charm.
You live here?
You want a beer? They're warm.
Yeah, sure. This is really where you live?
Yes, Sam. This is really where I live. You trying to make me feel bad?
No. It's just... thought you were staying with Lafayette.
I was. Do you know he has a webcam in his bathroom? No way I'm letting a bunch of perverts watch me pee.
You should have told me you needed somewhere to stay.
Why? So you can ride up on your white horse and save me.
Why do you do that?
Do what?
Try and turn everything into a fight. Why is it so hard to just let someone be nice to you?
Oh, no, Sam. You think maybe I have bad self-esteem? Maybe it's the only way I know how to express my real feelings.
I should go.
Would you relax? I was only teasing.
Maybe I'm sick of being teased.
Stay. Please.
What for?
Because I want you to.
Well, I don't want to play games. I don't want no strings. I want something real in my life.
Oh, you think I don't?
If we do this, we really did this.
to take that as a compliment.
I guess I really needed that.
Me too. Let's do it again. Mm-hmm.
I had to,
baby.
Oh, I love you.
I love you
too. I need you. I need you so fucking much. You're all I got.
I guess they made up.
Yeah. Listen, I gotta go.
What? It's the middle of the night. Tara, what just happened? Did I do something?
It's not about you. I'm sorry. I'll see you at work, okay? This feels so good. Oh, God. Oh, I love you. I love you. What are you doing?